Why isn't this working? I did all the right steps. It's too late for me to pull out my phone and check the YouTube tutorial. I have to hurry, or else I'm attracting attention. I've already got one too many looks from people passing by. Stupid Amazon lockpicking kit. I knew I should have paid extra for something premium. Oh, this is so dumb. I swear if this door doesn't open in the next 30 seconds. Wait. Okay, that's one. Two, come on. Three, it's actually working. Four, five. Only five. It's even easier to break in here than I thought. I should have done it a long time ago. Wow. See, this is his apartment. I can't believe I'm really here. Actually, I've dreamt about this place so much. Look, there's a half-eaten bowl of popcorn on the coffee table. That is so him. I love it. It's a little messy, a little bit tidy, just like him. It's so freaking cute. I can't take it. Wait. I can go see his bedroom. Is it this way? This place is pretty small, so it should be here. The door is slightly ajar, just like in my dreams. It's waiting for me to push it open and reveal the place where I belong. There's so much build up to this moment, so much time, so much agonizing time. I have to, right? What kind of future wife would I be if I didn't? Okay, on three. One, two, three. It's even better than I imagined. I can't believe it. I'm really here. I think I'm gonna pass out. Wait, I'm laying on his bed. His actual, real bed, where he sleeps every night. I think I'm gonna pass out again. Oh, look at all these posters. All of this merchandise. He's such a dork. I love him so much. Wait a second. Why is there a giant teddy bear in the corner? The kind of giant teddy bear that you might win at a carnival for a girl you are on a date with. No. It can't be. I thought I was keeping tabs on everything he does. Something couldn't have possibly slipped past me. Or could it? I've been so busy planning this break-in. I mean, a visit. That I might have overlooked something. Oh God. Oh no. What if I went through all of this effort to get in here just to learn that I have another obstacle to get around? Oh, why won't the universe just let me have him already? I swear, it's not fair. It's not fair at all. Whatever. I'm not one to back down. I just need to go back home and check my video camera logs. That's it. It shouldn't be too hard to break. I mean, get back in here. Now that I know it's only a 5-pin. I mean, seriously, you would think someone as smart as him would get something safer. He isn't supposed to be home yet. Oh, that's a deviation from his usual weekday schedule. Okay, okay. Don't panic. Just hide somewhere. Behind the teddy bear. Is that mine? No, wait. I recognize the ringtone. Oh, it's his. Wait. It's his. His. Ah! Hey! Who's calling you, you slimy cheetah? Is it your girlfriend? Never mind how I got in. Give me that phone. I'm gonna give this boyfriend stealing skank a piece of my mind. I knew it. It's a girl's name. Who the hell is this? Your sister. Wait. You're not calling the police until you explain yourself, mister. If that's your sister, then how do you explain that huge teddy bear in the corner of the room, hmm? What else could that gift be for whoever your other girlfriend is, hmm? Oh, really? It's a birthday present for your little niece. She's turning 7 next month. Oh, that's a sweetheart. Wait, no. You're getting gifts for people other than me. How dare you? No, you don't get to ask me what my problem is. What's your problem? Don't you care about me at all? I deserve a giant teddy bear from you more than anyone else does. I can't believe it. You don't remember who I am. You don't even remember how we met. Are you kidding me? I thought you would be thinking about that day all the time. Just like I do. Could it mean so... Could it really mean so little to you? That's so insulting. Well, fine. I guess I'll just... to explain it to you, to jog your memory. I was working as a barista at a little cafe when you walked in one day. As soon as you walked into the room, we locked eyes. I swear, it felt like Cupid flew down and shot me right in the heart. I never seen someone so handsome. So interesting. So enchanting. I immediately knew that I had to get to know you better. And I could tell you thought the same about me too. You kept looking back at me. I could feel the connection between us getting stronger and stronger. Couldn't you? My heart was racing. And honestly, I felt like I was gonna scream. So, you were in line. And when you finally came up in the front, I'll never you said, hello, but it was like, not just an ordinary hello, I could tell. You said it like it was the beginning of the biggest adventure of your life, which it obviously was. After that, I took your order and I noticed that little flirtatious thing you did when you asked for extra sugar. Like you were calling me sweet. I'm blushing just thinking about it. Of course, I noticed all your little advances. So, I drew a little heart on your cup when I wrote your name on it. Surely you noticed. And you thought it was cute, right? Because you never said anything about it when you came back the next day. So, clearly, you wanted me to keep going. I was on the verge of asking you on a date when my manager told me that he'd gotten a complaint from an anonymous customer that I was intruding on their boundaries. I still don't know who told him that, but whoever they are, they're just a huge liar. I never did such a thing. And it was so frustrating that it was at the same time that we were going to confess our feelings to each other and live happily ever after. I used my words to express my discontent with my manager's decision to ask me to change my behavior, and he fired me and banned me from the cafe. What a jerk. So, I didn't have a way to find you after that. But I knew you were out there somewhere, waiting for me. So, I couldn't just sit around and do nothing. That's why I spent the next 6 months fighting you and learning about you, so that I could come here and reunite with you. Isn't that so romantic? Now, I know you're all bent out of shape because I broke into your apartment, but I had to get in somehow. Will you forgive me? Pretty please. Oh, come on. You're so stubborn. Gotcha. Nuh-uh. I'm not letting you go until you apologize for being mean to me. I went through all of this trouble to find you. I think I deserve to be treated at least a little better. Come on. What do you think? Let's go lay down on the bed. That's a good boy. I'm stronger than I look, aren't I? Yeah. I've been lifting weights a little here and there so that I can defend you from anyone who ever tries to take you away from me. Trust me. No regret crossing that line. I know you'll call the police when I let go. That's why I'm never, ever letting you away from me. I already made that mistake once. Never. And have a nice cuddle with your future wife. Oh, speaking of, we're gonna go ring shopping.